Your Excellency, Lady Lorimer, honourable members and guests, welcome to Manx National Heritage and to the Manx Museum. We have an evening of delight for you to see firsthand the new exhibition that launches officially tomorrow. First of all, I'd like to hand over to our chairman of the Manx Museum and National Trust, Jonathan Hall, who has a few words to say, and before we shortly will get to the official opening. So hand over to Jonathan.
Your Excellency, Lady Lorimer, honourable members and guests of Manx National Heritage, welcome to Museum 100, which celebrates the century of the Manx Museum and its diverse collections. The Manx Museum is home to an extraordinary collection of artefacts that tell the story of the Isle of Man and its people. The remit of the Manx Museum has always been to collect and preserve the history of the Manx people, which means the collections are unique in that they only contain artefacts that are connected to the Isle of Man. Considering the limited capacity of our storage facilities, this is probably just as well. A nation is defined as a body of people united by common descent, history, culture, or language, inhabiting a particular country or territory. Our history is essential to provide context for the world that we live in today and to shape decisions for the future. Our heritage is by definition what unites us. Our national collections have been developed over the course of 100 years and they continue to evolve. Those collections reflect over 10,000 years of our island's culture, cultural and natural heritage. They reveal stories about how we have grown as a nation, and they provide a constant source of inspiration and pride for each new generation. Whilst we're celebrating the establishment of the museum 100 years ago, we should not forget that the remit of the trustees was extended in 1951 to include the protection of the natural environment. MNH, or should I say, the Manx Museum and National Trust, is one of the largest landowners in the island, and of course we have responsibility for some of the island's most iconic sites, the Calf of Man, the Curras, and Eyrie Cushlin, to mention but a few. We've always been and remain a charitable trust. Although the Manx government provide not inconsiderable support, we are independent. We would not be here today without the work and commitment of our predecessors. We are merely the current carriers of the torch. I know His Excellency will talk about some of the illustrious contributors later, and in recognition of the huge interest which His Excellency and Lady Lorimer have shown in all matters heritage, it would be impolite for me to get in there first. However, I do want to recognise the contribution of those who have gone before us, and it's delightful to see that a number of former leaders of MNH have been able to join us this evening. I suspect that all of us who have had any involvement with Manx National Heritage are well aware that if we take our eye off the ball for a moment, then treasures may be lost. And once they've gone, we can't bring them back. The fact that we have so many artefacts, and Katie was saying we have over 1 million artefacts in storage, is due to the people who have gone before us who have preserved those artefacts. An exhibition such as Museum 100 does not happen overnight. When I asked at the start of the year what we were doing to mark the centenary, I was told the plans are well advanced. Having had a sneak preview, you will see later how true that statement was. You really are in for a treat. And I suspect you'll have to come back a number of times to get full value. Whilst achieving something on this scale is always a huge team effort, I would like to give some special thanks, in no particular order, to Colin Cowie, who's the senior technician installations, who was ably aided and abetted by Duan Quain from the Sites and Monument team for wallpapering assistance. Chris Weeks and Emma LeCornu, who are our objects and archives conservators. Christina Gleave, our graphic design, and Emma and Christina are at long last out in the limelight, so that's lovely to see. Christine Gleave for graphic design, and of course, Katie King, our curator for art and social history. Museum 100 is a celebration, and I hope you enjoy it. But it's also an opportunity to reflect on the role and purposes of museums. And on that note, I will hand you over to our Executive Director, Connie Lovell. Thank you very much.
We're in uncertain times, and we perhaps need our museums more than we've ever needed a museum. A museum can act as an anchor in a storm, and the Manx Museum provides that anchor. We serve our community in a multitude of ways, and we act as a true constant in today's rapidly changing world. Over recent years, there's been a dramatic rise also in cultural tourism. And museums are often now the backbone of visitor economy strategies, true too here on the Isle of Man. We're a significant contributor to the growth and stability of the economy. There is a view by some that museums are places where forgotten objects are sent to their final resting place. Whereas in reality, we actually play a fundamental role in preserving the history of our society. Exhibits tell us stories about how our nation and our cultures came to be. And without a museum such as this, those stories could be forgotten. The Manx Museum helps to honour our cultures, customs, our heritage and our legacy. We must also continue to be relevant. And whereas our heritage is likely to be relevant to probably each of us here this evening, we must continue to appeal to and attract a broader audience than those of us who are already converted. A visit to the Manx Museum, that may just rekindle a feeling that history does mean something to you after all, and that perhaps you should have listened more at school. Or there could be that one single object that makes your heart sing and gives you that moment of sheer joy every time you see it. Someone recently said to me, the Manx Museum is a treasure trove of interesting stuff. But he then said, it's stuff that can make you stop and reflect for a moment. I would ask you please this evening, on your way home, to reflect for that moment. What does this museum mean to you? How often do you visit? How often do you engage with the displays? How often do you personally act as an ambassador and recommend the Manx Museum as a fascinating place to come and spend quality time? In today's turbulent world, the Manx Museum is a place for everyone to enjoy. It's a warm space, it's a safe haven, and it's a friendly place where your day can be truly enriched by a visit. Please also, on your way home, take a moment to reflect on the significance of this building and the national collections, yours, mine, ours, and the essential role that Manx National Heritage plays to champion, protect, and promote our nation's heritage. The Manx Museum spans 10,000 years of the history of the Isle of Man from the Stone Age to the modern era, and over the past 100 years, this Manx Museum has told many stories and conserved many artifacts. We have much to celebrate through this particular celebration and exhibition. We also share our 100th birthday with many global names, and 1922 was a year for many memorable firsts. I was surprised when I looked this up at how many there were. BBC, you all know about that. There's lots of promotion about the BBC at the moment, but also Reader's Digest and Time magazine. There was a British scientist and mathematician who published the weather prediction by numerical process, which is still the basis for today's weather forecasting, which is hugely important to us here on the Isle of Man. Centre Court at the All England Lawn Tennis Club hosted its first match. Insulin was first used as diabetes, and Branston Pickle was first launched. All of these important moments, contributors to the timeline of life, will have been captured by some museum somewhere in the world, even the Branston Pickle. Your preview of the Museum 100 exhibition this evening will be a feast for the eyes, with many artifacts on public display for the very first time. 200 objects are included in the exhibition, Some items were part of the foundation collections of the museum and have been cared for by our predecessors for more than 100 years, and others are very recent acquisitions which reflect our society and our community as it is today. Highlights include the oldest surviving Manx motor vehicle, the first piece of Viking treasure ever collected by the museum, and a magnificent Brian Neal mural. Collections matter. The Manx National Collection belongs to you, belongs to your children and your grandchildren, and Manx National Heritage continues to champion, protect, and promote it. Every object in the National Collection is an important piece of the jigsaw that shapes our island's history. The story, and you, we, are all part of that story. And exploring this collection helps us to understand who we are, where we have come from, where we live, and how we can consider our future direction. So all 200 objects in this museum exhibition this evening have been photographed, and those records are published on the iMuseum. And this shares our story more widely worldwide. There were more than 1 million items from the collection to choose from, as Jonathan has already said. Very briefly before I hand over, we'll also be launching Mission 100 on Monday the 24th of October. And thank you to Hello Little People, who I think have joined us this evening. It's a family-focused audio adventure through the museum. It's developed by the children's theatre specialists, Hello Little People, on behalf of Manx National Heritage. Mission 100, Save the Stories, is its title, and it's inspired by the histories that fill this museum. The stories of Viking treasure, saved by PMC Commode, and the huge giant deer skeleton, of course. These stories will be told through specially composed songs, characters, and sound effects. And this will bring the museum alive in its centenary year and ignite the imaginations of all those taking part. That's for all ages, not just the children, although hopefully we're all children at heart. Before I hand over to Sir John Lorimer to officially open this unique exhibition, I would also like to ask Mr. Michael Manning, the Manx Bard, to please join me on stage. Thank you.
I was privileged to be asked to compose a poem for the part of the centenary celebrations of the Manx Museum. This poem is called Tai Tashti Vanin. This is the treasure house, a century and more of growing house, a stone hearth with the old songs glowing house, voices on the sea and fields in sowing house. This is the treasure house, a bearing witness across time and space house, days bound into a greater story find their place, house. Flint and cross of ancient faith and race, house. This is the treasure house. Creatures of the wind and weather, house. Bright beauty of the gorse and heather, house. Loss and loves and lives together, house. This is the treasure house. The children's dance of pleasure house, the bliss of wandering in leisure house, a nation's mark and measure house. This is the treasure house. This is my house, your house, our house. Come on in.
Thank you so much for that, and that reflects that this is our house. I would like to hand over now to His Excellency, Sir John Lorimer, who I'm sure you would love to hear about to open up the exhibition for us and say a few words about governors before you also, I believe. Thank you.
Good evening, everybody. Before I formally declare the exhibition open, I have been asked to say a few words to mark this special occasion. And as you've heard, this the Manx Museum opened on the 2nd of November 1922, and it's, you know, this is the centenary celebration. Philippa and I have had a preview, and without giving away any secrets, it's a fantastic, wonderful exhibition. And if I could just say, through you, Katie, well done to everyone, and a magnificent exhibition in, dare I say, a magnificent museum. But if you look at the archives, the foundation of the Manx Museum and the Ancient Monument Trustees in 1886, and the Manx Museum building itself here in 1922, it wasn't quite as easy as you might think. In the 1860s, there was little appreciation or understanding of the uniqueness of the Isle of Man's heritage. There was no national museum. Whilst Manx scholars were working hard to research and protect the cultural heritage of the Isle of Man, some Manx people felt that their own history was so insignificant that the idea of a national museum caused hilarity. Surely, some said, there could be nothing of cultural significance to fill even one small room. It was an uphill battle for those wishing to protect the island's unique heritage. Now, they were definitely given a boost by Lieutenant Governor Sir Henry Locke, who valued the uniqueness of the island and appointed a commission in 1878 to study the archaeological sites of the island. This resulted in the formation of the Isle of Man Natural History and Antiquarian Society in 1879, led by Manx scholar and the first curator of the Manx Museum, Mr. P.M.C. Commode. Now, these scholars devoted themselves to rescuing and explaining the island's heritage. Their work uncovered such astounding artifacts that people did start to take knowledge, and an Act of Tynwald established the Museum and Ancient Monuments Trustees in 1886. And the trustees' mission was to preserve the Isle of Man's cultural heritage and to build a national museum. So began a 30-year struggle to find a permanent home for the national connection. The next Lieutenant Governor involved in this story was Lord John Henniker, at the turn of the century. Now, it appears that he was frustrated at how long it was taking to establish a national museum and the lack of impetus from government, obviously not like today. golly, careful. Nothing worse than ad-libbing, is there? he tabled a Tynwald debate in 1896 to get a grip, really, and to further the agenda, and argued that museums should be properly funded by Tynwald. He was also frustrated that any cultural assets found on the island could be taken off island, and any treasure trove would be taken by the British Museum, as was the case when a Viking treasure hoard was uncovered in 1894. So let me quote Lord Henniker from a debate in Tynwald on the 16th of December, 1896. So he said, "We are constantly losing not only antiquities, but specimens connected with the island, which might be of the greatest possible use from an educational point of view. There could be no doubt a national museum would be a great advantage to the island, and as Manxmen, they ought to feel rather ashamed of not having one. What we need is a habitation for these things, a place where people having objects to hand over would know that they were not only safe, but accessible to themselves and other people who wish to see them." So Lord Henniker succeeded in getting funding, ensured that a temporary museum was opened at Castle Rushen, whilst a permanent home was found. And then the final Lieutenant Governor who played an important role was Sir William Fry after the First World War. And when he opened the Manx Museum on the 2nd of November 1922, newspapers report that he said, and I quote, "I think on behalf of all here present, we shall desire to congratulate the trustees of this museum on the fulfilment of what has been a long hoped and long worked for event. That is the establishment of a Manx Museum. Everyone who calls himself a true Manxman or Manxwoman is, I am sure, delighted that this museum has been established at last, because it is more essential now than it ever was for all people who desire to preserve their nationality and their own character, that they should have a storehouse for their antiquities and history of the past. That has at least been accomplished." And he went on to say, "Some may think this museum rather small, But when you go around, you will find a very large number of exhibits, which we owe to the kindness of many donors. All museums must have small beginnings, but there is no reason why this museum should not grow. It has always been in the minds of the trustees that this should be an educational centre for the island. 1 hour spent in a museum will be worth many hours spent in book. So, in effect, I am standing on the shoulders of giants, Lieutenant Governors and Manx scholars who have the vision to recognise the importance of a museum on the island, specifically designed to collect, protect, preserve, study and exhibit Manx cultural and historical items of significance for the education and enrichment of the people of the Isle of Man. So with that in mind, and from small beginnings, it gives me a huge amount of pleasure to formally declare this exhibition, Manx Museum 100, formally open. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you so much, and thank you for that rapid tour through the Governors of the Ages. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would just hold on for a couple of moments to allow His Excellency and Lady Lorimer to move through, and then please do come through with us to enjoy the evening and enjoy the Manx Museum 100 exhibition. And thank you so much for joining us. Thank you.